It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from our series, StoryCorps. And this morning we have a story of fire. Fires and droughts are stories that millions of Americans know all too well this summer. And for StoryCorps this week, we turn to Wyoming, one of the hot spots for wildfires this summer. There, many wildfires are fought by teams of prison inmates. And today we'll hear from one of them, Daniel Ross, a former crystal meth addict. He's currently serving time for aggravated assault against a police officer. And here, Daniel remembers fighting his first fire.
That first night, we were just dripping sweat, can't see nothing, coughing, eyes are all watering, and these trees just exploding in front of me. I was horrified. I was scared. I mean, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But when we go on the fires, people treat you different. Even if they do know you're an inmate, all they see is a hardworking person that's helping them, and it feels great. Last year, we got called to this town of Saratoga, and we worked for 2 weeks. And then at the end of our stay, townspeople wanted to donate us a prime rib dinner. Now, we don't get prime rib very much here in prison. And I noticed that these people that were waiting on us in this really fancy, beautiful restaurant were like in plain Jane clothes. Well, right before we got our main course, the owners came up and they said, I want to introduce you guys to the people that volunteered to help wait on you tonight. And all these townspeople got up and gave their testimonies. And they said that we helped save their lives, you know. And I was just overwhelmed to see it in their eyes and to hear it in their voices. It was so moving that I had to get up and go compose myself. And that was my proudest moment. Hands down.
That's prison inmate Daniel Ross in Newcastle, Wyoming. This is his second summer fighting fires. This interview, like all StoryCorps interviews, will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and Ancestry.com for people to discover family history that didn't get passed down from grandma. Learn more at tryancestry.com.
This is NPR News.